All right, we are back here at the annual communication of the Grand Lodge of Minnesota. I'm here with Todd Mayer and his daughter, Audrey. And it's Todd's daughter, but also Job's daughter, correct?
Yeah, I'm the Grand Bethel Honor Queen of Minnesota.
So you are by far the youngest person that is here today that I've seen. Maybe a couple of those lads that we were just talking to. So tell me, what was it that originally attracted you to Job's daughters?
I think it's all the learning experiences and the opportunities that Job's daughters offers.
Okay.
Growing in confidence, public speaking skills, having different leadership roles, and everything you learn through that. That's what attracted me to Job's daughters.
Wonderful. Are you a student right now?
Yes, I'm a student at University of Wisconsin River Falls.
Very nice. Where did you grow up?
Andover, Minnesota.
So did you go to Andover High School?
Yep.
Okay. So what are you studying at River Falls?
I'm an animal science companion animal management major.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Now, no. Todd, tell us a little bit about your Masonic history. What was it that originally compelled you to become a Mason?
Originally, I needed something to belong to after I'm a stay-at-home dad. I was looking for something to do. I tell the story that my family was all Odd Fellows.
Okay.
And kind of contacted them, tried to find out, you know, a little bit about them, never heard from them, and then I found out there was a lodge in Anoka, which is the next town over, and from then on got really involved, past master.
Good lodge in Anoka.
Similar to a lot of the other organizations. It's like joined a bunch of them, and then found out about Job's daughters, and they both became Joby to Bees, which is for 8 years old to 10 years old, and they both joined. And
so you have a sister that's a Joby?
Yes, I have a younger sister. Her name is Molly, and okay. She's the current Honor Queen of Bethel 48 Anoka.
Okay. So tell me about this past year, or how long have you been serving as the Grand Bethel Honor Queen?
It's actually been 3 weeks.
How have the last 3 weeks been?
Great. It's planning, and at college I'm planning. I'm on Zoom calls,
okay.
Working on the next events. I'm also traveling home to attend Bethel events, OES installations, lodge installations, really everything we can to help out and support our Masonic family.
So were you like a deputy Grand Bethel Honor Queen before, or how does that work? Tell me about the hierarchy of Joby's.
So usually you take a test to become Grand Bethel Senior Princess.
Okay.
And then you move up to Grand Bethel Honor Queen.
Okay.
Ours was special this year because last year we did not have a Grand Bethel Senior Princess.
Okay.
So there was a few of us who took the test to become Grand Bethel Honor Queen and Grand Bethel Senior Princess.
Okay.
So the highest score becomes Grand Bethel Honor Queen.
Second and here
one,
we are.
Yes, comes Grand Bethel Senior Princess.
We have nothing but champions on this podcast.
And one of the things that it needs to be kind of explained, because I think a lot of the races don't know, is that so Audrey is the Grand Bethel Honor Queen. She is the Job's daughter's representative for Grand Bethel, so she's in charge of the Bethels in the state.
Okay.
We also have the Miss Minnesota Job's daughters, which is Crystal Cook. She'll be here later on today.
Okay.
And she is the public face of Job's
daughters. So you're kind of the business side of the the brains of the operation. Let's just say.
Yeah, I run the Grand Bethel meeting, work with all the girls, kind of assist wherever needed at initiations, installations.
So that's why we want a high score for that that position. What year are you at River Falls?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman. Okay. And how's your school year gone so far?
It's been great. River Falls is a great animal science school.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Agricultural school. So we go to the lab farm, do all sorts of classes like that.
So are you guys involved in agriculture before you went off and decided to do this? Or
No, we live in the suburbs,
okay.
So not a lot of agriculture, but I've definitely learned a lot more when I went to school.
Very cool. So at what point in your life did you decide this is what you wanted to do?
About
it's very specialized, it sounds like.
Yeah. At about ninth grade, I wanted to work with animals, specifically companion animals.
Yep.
And I was kind of thinking I want to be a vet, but wasn't quite sure, so I decided on River Falls, and now I'm hoping to work with service dogs in the future or manage a vet clinic or boarding facility.
Very cool. From my understanding, trying to get into vet school is more difficult than getting into medical school. It's so tough, and if you put all your eggs in that one basket, what do you do? Where it sounds like you're really, you know, you kind of know what you want to do, and you're doing it, which is terrific. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What does the forthcoming year, what are you looking most forward to?
I'm looking forward to being part of the new service dog training program at River Falls. It's called Falcon Fetch.
Oh, cool.
We are having dogs live in the dorms with us and go to classes, go to events, and go out in the public with
that
us.
That is brilliant. I had a son that was a freshman in college. 2020 is when he graduated from high school. So his first year of college was COVID lockdown. And I remember him talking about the fact that on a couple of occasions they brought some therapy animals in. My wife grew up on a farm, and to her, animals are utility. They're not pets. They're not meant to be fun. But my son just talked about how he couldn't believe how calming having those animals were, because you really couldn't interact with other people the way that you do as a traditional college student, and so on and so forth. Well, I really appreciate your time. I know Grand Lodge is about to start here, but any other, would you like to make a plug for Job's Daughters?
I would say one of the things, when you were asking what she's looking forward to, one of the things that we're looking forward to is at the end of this month, it's a busy month, but the Job's Daughters has their leadership summit at the end of this month.
Oh, cool.
Which will be in Duluth. It's sponsored by the Grand Lodge. We have that leadership fund that we have. So
yeah.
We're using that. And I think one of the things when Audrey or myself, because I'm the associate parent guardian, talk about Job's Daughters, and they ask, again, what are the benefits? And I think some of it's the leadership, it's the speaking, but I think it's a lot of the girls don't know what they're getting out of Job's Daughters until they're in college. You were in what class did you have this fall semester?
Leadership and Group Dynamics.
Oh.
And you're taking this class, and we've had a couple other daughters who've taken classes like that in school, and they come back and they say, it was so easy.
I bet.
Because they talked about parliament procedure, and we had to go over parliament procedure. They know all that. You know,
yeah.
The public speaking, I had to give a speech. It's not a big deal. That they get all these skills that, again, if you ask a 15-year-old tomorrow when they're here for the Living Cross, what are you getting out of Job's Daughters? They won't be able to say, but when they get to be, you know, in college, when they
they'll
get to
know when they know.
And they're like, wow, we learned so
the
much.
The light bulb goes on.
You know, we're messing around, we're having fun, but, you know, Audrey's meeting all these Masons, and yeah, I'm kind of in the background, but they got no problem coming up to these Masons because they know that, you know, they're friends and they can count on them.
Now, Audrey, is Eastern Star in your future?
I'm not quite sure.
Not quite sure.
Quite
that's
busy at the moment.
That's a fair answer.
But I will be at Grand Chapter
okay.
as a representative.
Well, I will see you there.
See you there.
All right. Well, thank you for your work, too,
thank
Todd,
you.
As Associate Grand Guardian. I know that there's a lot of work that goes. Who's the Grand Guardian?
Melise Haugen.
Okay.
She'll be here later on. She was here for the VIP event last night.
Okay.
But she had to work today. She'll be here later on tonight. And then, of course, we'll be here for the installations.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Are you speaking this morning?
I am not.
You're not?
Nope.
Yep. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank
All right.
You.
Thank you.